Q&A. Find answers to your questions. I keep giving in to the same temptations. How can I move past those sins? Response from the New Era. Note, responses are intended for help and perspective, not as official pronouncements of church doctrine. Even if we've been a conscious, deliberate sinner, or have repeatedly faced failure and disappointment, the moment we decide to try again, the atonement of Christ can help us. As we try, persevere, and help others to do the same, we are true Latter-day Saints. As we change, we will find that God indeed cares a lot more about who we are and about who we are becoming than about who we once were. Elder Dale G. Renland of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, April 2015, General Conference.
Responses from New Era readers. Get away from the source of the temptations. If it's your phone that you're addicted to, try to get rid of that or get your parents to put restrictions on it. Or if your friends are the ones who are tempting you, find good friends and try to be surrounded by good people who will help you feel the Spirit always. If you have the Spirit with you and you're surrounded by good friends, then it's easier to be able to resist the temptations. Temptations come to everyone, but as long as we resist them, then we'll be good. Colton B., age 17, Alberta, Canada.
Pray often. I'm a convert, and the temptations were strong for me because I had different customs from those of the church. Little by little, I began to understand that the communication I had with my Heavenly Father strengthened me and made it easier for me to overcome everything. Pamela S., 19, Yanquiwe, Province, Chile.
Control your thoughts. Our thoughts are a gateway to our actions. Temptations, just like the melody of a song you remember, can penetrate our minds. When they come to your mind, try moving away from these thoughts by teaching yourself how to act and think. You have the power to do it. Tainara S., 19, Sao Paulo, Brazil.
Get support from others. Always stay with someone you love, like your family and close friends, who have the same standards as you. This might help you in staying away from temptation. Involve yourself in family and church activities, especially missionary and family history work. Don't be frustrated. The Lord's hand is always extended to those who have a desire to repent. Elder 2K, 20, Ghana Cape Coast Mission.
Find comfort through prayer. Something I would recommend doing is praying about it. I know that answers don't come immediately, but comfort always can. You can also find comfort by taking your mind off the thing that's bothering you and thinking of something that makes you happy. Whatever way you find comfort, I know you can find it through Jesus Christ. Anna P., age 12, Utah, USA.
I still remember sins I've repented of, and I feel guilty. Why can't I forget my sins? Jesus Christ's atonement makes forgiveness possible if we repent. True repentance includes humility, confession, forsaking of sins, and a commitment to keep the commandments. The Lord has said, "He who has repented of his sins, the same is forgiven, and I, the Lord, remember them no more." But what if our memory of our sins still haunts us? Elder Dieter F. Uchtdorf of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles has taught, God did not promise that we would not remember our sins. Remembering will help us avoid making the same mistakes again. But if we stay true and faithful, the memory of our sins will be softened over time. This will be part of the needed healing and sanctification process. As we truly repent and focus on following the Savior, the Holy Ghost will be our companion, and we will be moved to love and serve others. The sting of shame will be replaced by gratitude and hope, and we will glorify God for His kindness, love, and mercy. Tell us what you think. How can I enjoy church when I'm having issues with people there? Send your answer and photo by March 15th, 2019. End of Q&A.